Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
If you've ever wondered about the dark psychology behind history's most notorious murderers, Mind of a Serial Killer is the podcast for you. Find Mind of a Serial Killer on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sean Myers did a wonderful job here today on Pomp and Joe Without Pomp and a Donnie Football Friday Without Donnie.
He made a cameo, at least.
He did. I shouldn't say without Donnie. I should say with a little taste of Donnie. He was a side dish, right?
Better than Dom's side dish.
I'll say. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's here, the Chevy Red Tag event. Now through December 2nd, 0% APR for well-qualified buyers. Full terms at sunchevy.com. Breezy, cold with some snow today and a high of 32. Then this is, of course, What's Cooking, brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. We have some games to pick, all right? I pick these with Donnie and City Limits every week. Let me say what last week's records were. Donnie was 2-3. On the season, he's 23-31. He's struggling, although not as badly as me. I was 2-3 last week, and I'm 22-34. Hurt very badly by the Mike Tyson result, which was worth 3 points. Limits, who I think might be cheating, was 3-2 last week and is up to 500 at 28-28. All right? So this is a big week. Plenty of football left. Any one of us could win this thing. And you can be our celebrity picker this week, Sean. Are you prepared for that?
It's an honor.
Let's start in the college ranks with the game. Michigan at Ohio State. Ohio State, a 19.5-point favorite. Donnie has picked Michigan. Who you got?
Ohio State wins for sure, but Michigan will keep it closer than that. So I'm going Michigan.
I'm not so sure about that, Sean. I think this is a year you may see a massive, massive blowout. 19's a lot. I mean, Michigan, they lost to Oregon, what was it, 38-17? They really haven't gotten...
They hung around with Indiana and then kind of let it slip away late.
Yeah, I think Indiana's overrated. Do you? Do you think Indiana belongs in the college football playoff?
If you're going by what the actual... how the season's played out, yes, because they've lost only once and it was to Ohio State. That said, I don't think that they are one of the 12 best teams in the country, but you can't just put it in based on talent level or what you think a team might do.
Right.
So I would say they deserve to be in, but I think they will probably get blown out in the playoffs.
I'm going to go with Ohio State in this one. I think that this is going to be a celebratory day in Columbus for Ryan Day, a celebratory Ryan Day. He's gone a couple years now without beating Michigan. So even if you're beating everybody else, they get a little antsy around there when that's happening. All right. West Virginia, the Fighting Adam Crowleys, +3 at Texas Tech. Who you got?
Texas Tech. I was not impressed by WVU when I saw them early in the season. I think overall it's just been a very disappointing season for them.
I'm with you. I think the Texas Tech quarterback's pretty good, and I think he's going to shred a secondary that's allowed a lot of big plays. However, West Virginia, the Crowleys are hot. Neil Brown, again, is he doing enough to save his job again this season?
Always gets that backdoor cover with getting some late wins that gives him one more year. They're not as hot as the basketball team at WVU, though.
Man, did they play well the other night against Gonzaga. Wow, did they look good.
That helps Pitt a little bit, too, huh?
Yes, it does. Every time they win, it helps Pitt. All right, speaking of Pitt, Pitt at Boston College, BC is a 4.5-point favorite.
It would be an absolute disaster if it isn't already for Pitt to lose out. I have a feeling somehow they salvaged a little bit by winning this last game. Although, Outright. Obviously, it's trending in the wrong direction.
Yeah,
I think that they will find a way to win this one, so at least you can have some positive going into the offseason. Because this would be, what, a 5-game skid if they lose?
Yeah, it would be 7-5. It would be an unmitigated disaster if it isn't already. Listen, BC's been a strange team. They just went to SMU. That's a very talented club. And it was a 3-point game with 5 minutes left.
That's closer than Pitt was against them.
I'll say. BC had a very competitive game against Louisville. I just think, this isn't exactly a genius take, but things are trending hard in the wrong direction for Pitt. And BC, they've had their problems, but they've also put up 116 points in the last three games. 116 in three games. I think they're going to win by double digits.
Is this called the Phil Jurkovic Bowl?
You just christened it as such.
Yeah, should be.
I might add that Donnie, as I said, picked Michigan to cover. He picked West Virginia to cover. And he picks Pitt, like you, to cover. I'm picking BC to cover in this game. Last college game is Maryland at Penn State. Penn State, a 24.5-point favorite. Donnie is picking Maryland to cover.
So I have two thoughts on this, and I'm still kind of split. Penn State either completely dominates and wins by 40-some, or they do what they've done more times than not this season, which is struggle in the first half, finally kind of pull away late third, early fourth quarter, but don't cover. I'm leaning that direction. So I think that Maryland will cover. I think Penn State will lead pretty much the entire way, but I could see it being maybe a 10 to 13-point game until about midway through the fourth quarter. And I don't think, you said it was 24?
24.5.
I don't think they get there. I think they'll end up winning like 20, 21 points, something like that.
I feel like it's also going to be a celebratory day at Beaver Stadium. I do. I feel like Penn State survived this past game. Franklin showing a lot of guts with the way he coached that game. So the survival part that every team faces during a college football season, and a lot of teams didn't survive last week, I might add. I think now you go home. I hear what you're saying. There's a possibility they could take a breath and say, all right, let's get to the playoff. I think the other way is that they ride a wave of momentum into this game and absolutely crush a horrific Maryland team, the Fighting Sean Gentiles. The high point of their season was they had a 3-0 lead in the Oregon game. That was about as good as it got for Maryland.
They're having a Pitt-like downward spiral to end their season, right?
They're horrifying. And I think that Penn State is going to destroy them. I think Penn State puts it all together for a day and goes rolling into the playoff. All right, let's get to the pros, shall we? The fan, what should I say here? The 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Let's go with Philly at Baltimore. Ravens are a 3-point favorite at home. Donnie has the Eagles beating that spread.
I have the Ravens, and Saquon, one of my favorite players ever, has been unbelievable. He's been somehow a little bit better than Derrick Henry. This is going to be a great matchup for those running backs alone, but I think the Ravens win this one. I'm a little surprised that the Eagles have been this good this season. I did not expect them to be this dominant. I think they kind of have a little speed bump this week, so I'm taking the Ravens.
Man, this is a tough one. This is a tough one. But I think the untold story, Sean, don't call me Seth Meyers, is that the Ravens are starting to play a little defense here. I'm with Mike Tomlin. I was with him before that game when he said the numbers are deceiving. And I think the problem was scheme. And I think old Dean Pease coming in there and helping advise their new defensive coordinator has been helpful. It's a lot of the same guys, Patrick Queen notwithstanding, from last year. So I think that Baltimore playing better defensively and with Lamar at the top of his game against virtually everybody but the Steelers, I think they cover in this game.
Seth
I think
Davis
they might...
back here in his Eagles hat is devastated to hear this right now.
I'm sorry about that. I think that they might hammer the Eagles.
Yeah, I'm with you. I definitely think they win by more than three.
Your Cleve Brownies coming off a big game can do the Steelers. Well, not necessarily the Steelers. I shouldn't say that. Can do the Bengals a giant favor by beating the Denver Broncos. Because I think it's if the Bengals win this game and then put a string a few together, that game where Denver goes to Cincinnati will be gigantic, I think, for the last wild card spot. So Cleveland is plus 5.5 at Denver. Donnie takes Cleveland at least to cover.
I'm honestly shocked that Denver has been this good and
Me
that
too.
Bo Nix has been this good.
Me too.
That said, at some point, I think he runs into that rookie wall. We've seen Daniels have it happen to him recently with the Commanders. I do think it's going to happen, but I don't trust Cleveland to be the team that finally slows him down and slows down Denver. So I'm going Broncos.
Cleveland stinks, and I'm going Broncos too here. I think that was a game that they were really up. I don't have you ever. I've never seen Myles Garrett that animated on the sidelines before. That guy was. Can you imagine if he was that animated like that all the time? And I'm not saying he's not a great player. He is. But that was just a different guy. He was just
Provided something that we haven't seen from him much, if ever.
As I've ever seen. He was the best player on that field. I don't know that him or that team is going to be all that interested in this one. Plus, they're not very good. I'll take Denver. San Francisco at Buffalo. Could be a big game for the Steelers, right? If they win and they're still in that talk for the number one seed. Bills are a 7-point favorite at home against the Niners. You're a big Niner fan. Why don't you give everybody an injury update? Who's playing, who's not?
Well, it's looking pretty ominous. Brock Purdy, very limited in practice this week. He missed last week. I would guess he's going to give it a go. I would imagine if he plays that he'll still be a serviceable quarterback at the very least, but they have plenty of other injury issues. Fred Warner's playing through a serious ankle injury.
Just a broken fibula. Is that what he's playing? Broken ankle?
And I was wondering, he hadn't really shown up much the last couple weeks. That kind of explains it. Bosa,
wow.
Trent Williams probably are not going to play in this game. They need to start winning if they're going to make the playoffs. Their only hopes in that division. I don't think it happens this week. So I think San Francisco loses. Is it Buffalo by 7?
Yeah.
I'm actually picking the Bills.
So am I. I think they're going to smoke them like a salmon. And they're going to be celebrating in Buffalo like Mulsey at a craft beer house, like Crowley at a West Virginia game, like Pony at the Carrier Dome. It's going to be a big day, I think, for the Bills. The Niners, as you know, just a shell of themselves. And sometimes years like this happen. Maybe they get healthy and make a late run. And then because they're so wildly talented, they'll be dangerous. Steelers, Bengals. Steelers plus 3 at Cincy. Donnie has the Steelers. I'm going Bengals in this game. I am. It's their Super Bowl. They're going to be as motivated or more than the Browns were last week. I mean, this is it for them. And they still have a very powerful offense. They do. And I'm not sure that the Steelers, with the way they've introduced themselves to the AFC North this year, are going to be able to match them offensively. If the Steelers can keep it low scoring, God bless them, I think they'll win the game. I don't think that happens this week, and I don't think old Artie has right now the stuff to match Joe Burrow. I think the Steelers fall short here.
Bengals by 4.
So Bengals cover.
Yes, sir.
I think Bengals 30, Steelers 22. You like that pick?
34-30 Cincinnati.
Sean, it's been a wonderful day. You're a wonderful man. Happy day after Thanksgiving.
God bless you.
See ya.